My guest at this time is Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho. He's a Republican representing the Sunshine State's 3rd Congressional District, and he's also a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He's also leading an effort to urge the Obama administration to stop implementation of the Iran nuclear deal, more formally known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. That's in response to Iran already violating the terms it agreed to in the deal just a few months ago. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
No problem, Greg. Appreciate you having me on again.
You're talking about a series of ballistic missiles that the Iranians fired a number of weeks ago that you say is a direct violation of what it was supposed to live up to in the Iran nuclear deal. Explain what happened.
Yeah, I mean, this is a direct violation of the JCPOA, as you mentioned, the Joint Commission of Agreement. And this deals with the Iran nuclear deal for people that, you know, may not recognize that name. And in that, Iran has broken the deal already a minimum of 2 times by test firing the ballistic missiles. This is a blatant breach of that agreement. They did that on October 12th, and on November 21st, I believe it was the second time. And, you know, they did a long-range missile in October, then they did a medium range in November. And the only reason you need an intermediate or a medium range or intercontinental ballistic missile is for the delivery of a nuclear warhead. There is no other reason to have that. And the president and John Kerry said that if they breached the agreement, there would be immediate snapback. Everybody remembers that term, snapback, and sanctions would be put in place. And this letter is to tell the president, we had over 105 congressional representatives, both Republicans and Democrats, that signed on to that, because it is such a blatant breach of this contract or this agreement that the president, John Kerry, negotiated without Congress. And we have lost so much credibility in the world by drawing red lines. When Obama did that with the Syrian chemical use of weapons back about a year and a half ago, he drew a red line and then walked away from it. They asked for the regime change of Assad and walked away from that. And here is again, they've drawn a line or set a line in the sand and said that this would not be tolerated, and they're walking away from it. And this is why our foreign policy has failed so miserably, is because we don't back up our action or our words with actions. And this is something to say to the president, we're not going to tolerate this.
A couple of quick follow-ups. First of all, have you gotten any response from the president or anyone in his administration to the letter?
No, we haven't, and typically we don't, other than what we see in action. You know, we sent this letter out about 3 weeks ago, and we, with 105 members of Congress signing on to that, that's a significant letter going to the president. And then we saw in the news that they were going to put sanctions back on Iran. I think it was 12 people or corporations that have dealt with the interballistic missile program that they have. So I don't know if that's in response to our letter that they said they were going to do that. And they, in fact, they announced it, I think it was Wednesday of last week, that sanctions were going to be talked about at 10:30 in the morning, and then they retracted that, said that they're going to have to reconsider that. Our goal is to keep putting more pressure on this administration to hold Iran accountable. If we don't, Iran is going to run amok, and they're going to walk away from this deal, and they're going to be legally allowed to develop their nuclear arsenal. The president is not putting pressure back on them.
As you point out in the letter, Congressman, the missile tests were on October 10th and November 21st, so it's obviously been a while now, and whatever response the administration has had, if any, certainly has not been in reference to snapping back the sanctions. As you mentioned, the sanctions were on the table to be rediscussed, but then ultimately got postponed. Why do you think that the United States, and ultimately the United Nations, because they also violated 2 UN resolutions here, they put these down on paper, but then ultimately don't enforce them? Why not?
You know, that's a great question. And I think what we're seeing, and I'm kind of surmising here, I think you're seeing the president trying to bend over backwards to do whatever he can to get Iran on our side. It's not going to happen. Iran will never be a friend of the United States. And I hate to say things in total like that, because I always like to look at the possibility. But historically, there, if you look over the last 2,000 years, you can tell what their makeup is and how they operate. And over the course of, say, the Iran hostage crisis back in the early 70s, they have got a track record to where they have led us to where they're at now. They're the leading state sponsor of terrorism in the world. They're an enemy of the United States. I mean, that's already been declared. And for this president to say, well, we're going to play nice and we're going to continue to play nice, hoping that Iran will play nice, is, I think, is what we're seeing this administration doing. Instead of having the philosophy of a Theodore Roosevelt or a Ronald Reagan, walk softly and carry a big stick. And, you know, we have to project that for our national security, and that's what this is all about. It's projecting strong national security, but saying that we will back up our words, and this president and this administration has not done that.
Congressman, we've been talking about the snapping back of sanctions for Iran not living up to its end of the deal. You're not even asking for that much in this letter. You're simply asking for a pause, a freeze in the implementation of the Iran nuclear deal until this has been properly investigated. What has yet to be implemented that is critical here, that if the administration does in fact keep going forward, are some of the more major components here, whether it's money or inspections details? What's yet to be implemented here?
Well, the biggest thing, I think, is going to be the release of the $100 million that's held up in different banking systems that were partners of ours in the sanctioned programs, other countries. The $100 million in oil revenue that's being held up, and that's supposed to be released in January. Think about if Iran has access to $100 billion more in revenue that they haven't. Think of what they're going to do in the war on terror. They're already... if you look at just our military men and women that have been maimed or killed by in Afghanistan and Iraq, 70% of those were done by IEDs. 90% of those were funded by the state of Iran. Iran funds Hezbollah, and they fund Hamas, two proxy groups that do nothing but terrorism and acts of terrorism around the world. So if they get access to that $100 million, you think they're going to be playing nicer with the United States? Or are they going to cause more mischief and more terror acts around the world? I would bet on the latter. And so that would be the immediate response if we don't put those sanctions back in place or put a pause on this until Iran comes clean.
Congressman, just a minute or so left in our conversation and a little bit off topic, but still talking about Iran. One of the interesting developments over the past few days is that after Saudi Arabia executed, I believe, 47 different prisoners, one of whom was a highly regarded Shiite cleric, there were riots in Tehran that burned parts of the Saudi embassy. Saudi Arabia has now cut off diplomatic ties, ordered Iranian officials out of their country. At this point now, no flights, no commerce between the two countries. What do you make of that development?
Well, I think you're going to see an escalation of that continue. President Rouhani of Iran said he was going to hold those people accountable, but I would tell people not to hold your breath to see that ever happen. They're kind of sworn enemies, and I think Saudi Arabia is doing what they feel is in their best interest, and I think you're going to see Iran undermine any stability that Saudi Arabia has, and that's what they'll do now. If these sanctions get released, they're going to have that extra money to cause more terrorist undermining and more terrorist activities in the world. And I think this is a very dangerous thing, and that's why it's so important that our president, because we've already had other world leaders said that they would back up sanctions being put back on because Iran has broken those, and they're looking for leadership, and they're looking for that to come out of America, and that's why it's so vital that we follow through with this.
Congressman, we'll be watching. Thanks for bringing it to our attention. Happy New Year.
Greg, have a great day, and we'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho represents his state's 3rd Congressional District, member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.